Let's look at a few examples of the world's previous plagues, some caused by bacteria, some by viruses. My background is only in physics, so anything I say here must come from experts, and my only aim is to understand. The 1918-20 Spanish flu, which we now know was due to the H1N1 virus, is estimated to have killed 20 to 100 million people worldwide. It came in three waves, with the second wave considerably more deadly than the first. It returned in 2009, this time being referred to as swine flu, which both pigs and farmers could get. A century earlier, the cholera outbreak of 1817 to 1824, from a bacterium found in contaminated water and sewage, began in India. Cholera, from the Latin word meaning bile, causes extreme diarrhea, and cholera has come and gone many times in different countries, killing millions. It exists in Yemen even today. Cleanliness is key. The Great Plague of London, 1664 to 66, which was from another bacterium, left 1 in 5 Londoners dead. History books also called it the bubonic plague, from the buboes, swollen protrusions near the lymph glands on the skin. The Black Death of the 1300s, wiping out half of Europe, as well as the plague of Justinian around the year 541, were all thought to be from that bubonic bacterium. A bacterium, and let's stick to the English language, there's no such thing as one bacteria, is much bigger than a virus, and it can move, eat, and reproduce, usually by dividing into two. Contrastingly, a virus is not alive and is just a small, stringy, or, as with COVID-19, crown-shaped molecule. It can only multiply if it gets absorbed into a living cell. So, in a sense, it's our own cells at fault here for absorbing them. In 1894, a remarkable discovery was made by two scientists, Swiss-born Dr. Alexandre Yersin, working in France's Pasteur Institute, as well as in Hong Kong, and Japanese microbiologist Dr. Kitasato Chibasaburo, also working in Hong Kong. They each observed tiny stick-shaped or rod-shaped objects in the blood of bubonic victims as well as in rats. These bacilli, bacillus stick, or bacteria, were the pestilential culprits behind so much of mankind's miseries. After these 1894 discoveries, all the invocations to gods of the previous centuries became moot. It was these bacteria. That bubonic bacterium is now called Y. pestis, or Yersin pestis, and is behind three types of plague affecting blood, lungs, or lymph nodes. So let's remember, B for big, B for bacterium, as in Salmonella, Strep, TB, Lyme disease. Now let's forget bacteria and look at today's misery, viruses. A little virus, with its envelope of lipid or fat, needs an electron microscope to be seen decently. Rabies, flu, smallpox, polio, Ebola, HIV, SARS, MERS, mumps, measles are all viral. The CDC, as well as the NIH, tells us that this coronavirus can remain on stainless steel or plastic for up to 3 days, after which it is no longer viable, which I try to understand as meaning still not to be toyed with, because if we touch them and they get carried to nose, mouth, or eyes, a cell knows no better, and after absorbing the virus hijacks the cell and begins to multiply fast, bringing into action our innate immune systems, which may or may not be up to it. But time is up. I began this essay looking at plagues and their causes, bacterial or viral. Bacteria and viruses are thought to have existed on Earth for millions of years, affecting plants as well as mammals. These plagues are worse now because we are all clustered together, whereas 12,000 years ago we were basically agrarian.